from the dwindling confines of the frontier of freedom, it's Dave Campbell with Clarity from Chaos. Dave and his guests examine, discuss, and offer insight into some of our most complex challenges. So sit back and enjoy your journey out of chaos and into clarity. And now your host, the real, the authentic, the one and only, Dave Campbell.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of Clarity from Chaos. Tonight, we are joined by the creators of a very special documentary, Capital Punishment, which is the true story of what happened on January 6, 2021, and the lies and persecution of American citizens that continues to this day. The creators of this documentary are directors Chris Burgard, award-winning filmmaker, who is Wisconsin-born and bred, made his 1986 debut as Matthew Broderick's dance double in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He quickly landed a recurring role on the popular sitcom Growing Pains and appeared in a number of television and movie roles over the next several decades. Chris was joined in this creative effort by producer Nick Searcy, the veteran actor who has maintained a distinguished acting career spanning more than two decades. Nick's credits range from independent feature films, Hollywood blockbusters, and a TV series hits like Justified. Nick played General Hoyt in Guillermo del Toro's 2018 Best Picture winner, The Shape of Water, and had a role in the multiple Oscar-winning film Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, from writer-director Martin McDonagh. Welcome, gentlemen, to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Yeah, I watched the trailer, gentlemen, and, you know, as well as following the news to the whole thing, and it was frightening, to say the least. And I guess what made it even more frightening is I just had finished reading a bunch of the 1975 Frank Church committee meetings on surveillance in this country, and then coupled with the fact that the Capitol Police were told to stand down on January 6th, nobody knows why, and all of the other parts and pieces that goes along with that, including Ashley Babbitt's murder. So let's go ahead and get started, and we, you know, just jump right into the documentary.
Go ahead, Nick.
Sure thing.
Go ahead, Chris.
We went to Washington. Chris and I went to Washington on January 6th, not with the intention of making a movie, but we just went because we were called to be there, and we felt like it was a day in history that we wanted to be part of and to observe. And then when we got home, none of the things that we were being shown on the media seemed to fit with everything that we had personally seen. So that's when after a couple of months of the media lying about what happened that day, we sort of found somebody who wanted to help us make this movie, and we started on this journey.
You know, it was interesting, Nick, in the church committee hearings, it came out a whole discussion around Project Mockingbird, where it was brought up that there's like 400 CIA agents actively working in the U.S. media to control the narrative. And as I was researching the show and everything, I couldn't get past the word insurrection. And I just found that absolutely extraordinary that was the label that they had put on these.
Well, it's an intentional effort to demonize anyone who believes that there were problems with the election in 2020 and to criminalize their opposition. They want to make it so, they want to punish these people so that they never ever try to protest the government again. And it's a way of establishing totalitarian control. This is what totalitarian nations always do, is they silence their opposition. They bully them into silence with fear. And in many cases, like what's happening now, they literally put them in prison.
Right.
And we have a lot of political prisoners in the gulags in Washington, D.C. right now, many of whom did nothing wrong. And a lot of the people that we interview in this movie were harassed by the FBI and have been punished by the Department of Justice, and they never went in the building. They never committed any acts of violence. There's nothing that they should be prosecuted for except that they disagreed with the results of the 2020 election and wanted it to be verified. That's a very important point. All they wanted was it to be verified. They weren't trying to overturn anything. They wanted to make sure that the election was true.
If you know your history, everything Nick just said, what they're doing here now It's what they tried to do in Honduras. It's what they did in Egypt to get Morsi in power. It's what they did in Ukraine. And it is attempt to, you know, to silence. We just had a little while ago, PJ Media put on out an article about the FBI coming to my ranch and having me be a subject in a federal terrorism investigation for making this movie. And it's kind of ironic that PJ is the one that broke the story, because they're the ones that sent me down to Honduras when I saw the last attempt to call a revolution. So it's nothing new. It's just that now this has been taking place in the United States.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've torn up the Constitution with all of, you know, the Sixth Amendment went out, the Fifth Amendment went, and I still think that the whole thing was orchestrated, very much like the Steele dossier was orchestrated behind the scenes to prop up the committee, the January 6th committee, so that they could continue to chase after Trump. I don't believe that any average American even believes in any that's happened. The unfortunate part is there's an awful lot of people, as Nick just said, in jail, sitting there without due process, anything else.
Well,
and a lot of what happens to...
Go ahead, Nick.
A lot of what happens to these people that are being prosecuted, they go after people that don't have thousands of dollars in order to mount a vigorous legal defense. They end up with court-appointed attorneys from Washington, D.C., 95% of whom are partisan Democrats. And so they end up pleading guilty to one charge just to make the bleeding stop, just to try to make it go away. And it's really, really heartbreaking and a total travesty of justice the way these people are being railroaded.
And as you'll see in the movie, the people that are being railroaded, you know, there's Derek Kinnison, there's Tony Martinez, never even entered the Capitol building. Okay, but what they did do was, you know, they were leaders in their church. They helped businesses board up and get together when Antifa was saying they were going to come protest in their towns. And, you know, there were other people that put together pro-Trump caravans and anti-mask rallies. And these people were singled out because of their political bend, and because it goes against the current narrative. And you don't have to throw somebody in a gulag to silence them. Just put so much pressure on them that they lose their jobs, their houses.
Right.
Can't make a living.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, lives, you know, hundreds of people have had their lives destroyed by all for no other reason. They, you know, they disagreed with the Democrats.
Yeah. So. And it's meant to send a message to the larger community. They send these armored vehicles into these suburban neighborhoods, 20 armored vehicles, all these FBI agents dressed in black with automatic weapons. They pull these families out of their houses. They handcuff their wives and children. And it sends a message to their neighbors. You're living with some really dangerous people. These people went to Washington on January 6th. Don't ever be like one of these people, or this is what's going to happen to you.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you could see it every day ongoing over the abortion protesting, where, you know, they've arrested people that were doing nothing but singing hymns, church hymns. And
right.
You know, it's just incredible. What do you gentlemen, how do we bring accountability to these people for this?
Well, one thing you can do, the very easiest thing you can do is to let people see this movie. I mean, you'll see in this film two retired generals, three-letter agency guys, a professor from the Naval War College that explains exactly how this was years in the making and how this was a staged event and became a captured operation. Nick and I couldn't figure out why our movie was so censored. I mean, it came out on Thanksgiving and it got great reviews, but then all of a sudden the algorithms that were hitting it, the censorship was like nothing we'd ever seen before. Because it turns out we made the film that exonerates President Trump 6 months before they stormed into Mar-a-Lago. If America sees this movie, they think J6's hearings are a joke now. If they see this movie, they understand how badly they've been lied to. And conservative or progressive, it doesn't matter. When they see how bad they've been lied to, the Americans are like, well, if they're lying to me about this, what else are they lying to me about? Because this lie is huge.
Oh, I would say it's even... If it's even larger, Chris, than the Steele dot.
Oh no, it dwarfs that. This was a coup.
Right.
Never.
Right.
This was a coup, because what would have happened if they wouldn't have breached the Capitol? What would have happened is we had congressmen and senators that were going to stand up and say, we want 10 days, those seven states that are disputing the results. Let's take 10 days to go over the results. And what would have happened is they would have gone over the results. They would have seen that those elections there was corrupt, and they would have had to suspend the results, and everything would have moved forward the way the MAGA people wanted. Instead, the result of breaching the Capitol was they shut down for 4 hours, and when they came back, every one of those senators and congressmen had done a 180. So you have to see who benefits of this. What did the Romans say?
Right.
Cui bono?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, the other thing that I found that I find just absolutely appalling is I went into Judicial Watch, who's trying to get information regarding Ashley Babbitt's murder, and found out that the FBI had failed to respond to 3 FOIA requests, and there was no police report ever filed.
Okay, let's talk about Ashley Babbitt. When you see this film, and even, you know, the liberals, they don't cry when she dies, but they do cry when her dog dies. You'll see in this film that Ashley, 7 years, she was Air Force. Her MOS was military police. She got wounded severely in Iraq. And then she did 7 years in the reserves when she came back to the United States. She knew the use of force continuum. This woman, and Nick and I released some footage just recently that was given to us by Taylor Hansen. It's a different angle of Ashley Babbitt. In it, you see seconds before she's murdered, that she grabs guy Zach Arum, who is the lead guy trying to punch through the glass in the Capitol building with a military helmet. She grabs him once, he pushes away. She hits him with a left hook and knocks his glasses off. She's trying to stop the violence. She was a patriot and a cop right up to the end. Then she hears gun, goes through the window, and she's murdered.
Yeah.
And there's not, I come from a law enforcement family. I work with law enforcement on a regular basis. There's not one cop I talked to that said that's standard operating procedure.
No, and as far as I know, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, nothing's happened to this gentleman. You know, it took 8 months.
No,
it took 8 months for him just to finally come up with his name.
Yeah, they've completely ignored it, swept it under the rug. And the way they've done it is by vilifying Ashley Babbitt as some sort of crazed right-wing Trump-supporting terrorist. And you see from this new footage that we just found, nothing could be further from the truth. She was there trying to do the right thing. She was there telling the police they needed reinforcements. She was there telling the people, screaming at them to stop breaking the windows. And the lie that they've told about her is basically the same lie that they've told about everything that happened that day. The worst thing that happened since the Civil War, all that nonsense, it's simply meant to demonize their opposition and to neutralize them and bully them into silence.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to use it, as you pointed out earlier, in bullying everybody into being silent, when just about every day there's information that comes out where, you know, in Arizona, they're indicting ballot stuffers, and, you know, other places, you know, people are being arrested for voter fraud stuff. And, you know, this is like 2 years after all of this. They're
desperate. They're very desperate because they're losing control of the narrative. They created a false flag operation. They created a false narrative to cover it up. And now the cover story is falling apart before their eyes.
Yeah. Well, I still like to be able to put my finger on some kind of accountability for all of this, because like I said at the outset, you know, Nancy Pelosi, go ahead.
That's easy to do. You have real hearings.
Yeah.
Listen, when you see this film, if the J6 hearings are propaganda and a joke the way they're doing them now, that they need to have real hearings. And in a real hearing, you would subpoena somebody like Millie Weaver, who's in our movie. Millie spent months getting one of her people into these far left organizations. She has film. We put it in the movie. They have film of these far left activists saying this is war and planning on how they were going to attack these buildings. Now, not only that, but on this call, it's not just far left activists. It's members of our own government, including members that work in the intelligence services.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we have that proof. Why did they not subpoena Millie Weaver for these calls? Why did they not subpoena those government workers and say, hey, why were you planning on violence in the Capitol? And it's just not happening. Because I'll tell you what, if they did do this, I bet $100 you're going to find a lot of overlap in people that were involved in setting this up and some of the other things that have gone on around the world, including the violent revolution in Ukraine in 2014, where 100 people were killed.
Yeah, I still keep coming back to, Chris, we can have hearings. Just like with Hunter Biden, I mean, for God's sake, it's almost irrefutable proof that they're all connected and they're all tied up in compromised offshore business dealings. But nobody's going to actually do any prison time. None of these politicians, Nancy Pelosi, who probably is the one that called off the Capitol Police, nobody's going to put her in pink pajamas and put her in jail. And who's going to make restitution to these people that they've basically screwed over for the last 18 to 24 months?
Well, here's what I believe would happen. And I am not calling for violence. We want to stay away from it. The bad guys have tried to get us to fight each other for years. We start fighting each other, it's the end of everything. But what I am calling for is a tipping point of truth. Because if 80% of America knew the truth about that day and knew what had happened, I don't think these people could walk down the streets. I don't think Nancy Pelosi would make it down even walking in San Francisco when they find out how she set this up and how badly she's lied to everybody. I really don't think they could do it, because it's not a matter of trust. It'll be a matter of just anger.
Yeah,
It's criminal. It's traitorous. And if the American people, there's nothing stronger than the American people united and the will of the American people. That's why they work so hard to divide us.
No.
And that's what this whole thing is about. It's just what Hitler did. He demonized the Jews, so they were subhuman, so nobody cared when they ran them off to the camps. It's the same thing here, and you see it in the movie. The broadcasters are even calling for it. They dehumanize the MAGA people so that when their rights are suspended, and when you're a Coy Griffin, who's a former pastor, they can throw him in prison for 3 weeks in solitary confinement and not let him have a phone call to his family or his attorney for 9 days in the United States of America. And instead of people getting upset and saying, hey, that's against the Constitution, they're like, oh, well, he's one of those insurrectionist MAGA people.
Right.
That's why they're doing it.
Yeah. So where can people go to get more information around your website, hisglory.tv?
Hisglory.tv. They can stream it. They can buy DVDs. Christmas is coming up. Buy DVDs for your friends, because this is an information war. Knowledge is power, and everybody can be a soldier in this war. All you have to do is know the truth. It's that simple, because if we stand together, if we stand in truth, and we just say we're not going to take it anymore, their lie falls apart and they lose control.
And you said earlier that you were going to bring out the documentary on CD as well. I think you said that, right, Nick?
It's out on DVD.
It's already available. Already available.
Yeah, you just have
It's going to be available on Amazon pretty soon. But for now, the best place to get it is at hisglory.tv.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, I watched it and I was horrified even going through it, the additional that was brought up. Big hat tip for doing that. And I'll do everything I can to spread the word.
So much, David. It's very important that people see this, because you're not going to see it anywhere else. I mean, another big lie that the media tells is they don't show you how many people were there and what the vast majority of the people were singing hymns and praying for the country and saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And they don't show you that. They just show the little thing that happened at the Capitol, and they don't show you the probably 2 million people that were actually there that day.
Well, that's because they're so used to covering Biden rallies.
That's funny.
Right.
That was funny.
But you know, they're used to only three to eight people in circles with masks on standing around, as opposed to a Trump rally where there's thousands of people behind the cameras. Right. So, all right, gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Well,
God bless, David.
Thank you, David.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for joining Dave Campbell and Clarity from Chaos. To hear all of Dave's shows on demand, go to claritychaospodcast.buzzsprout.com and click View. You can also join Clarity from Chaos on Apple Podcasts and Twitter. Until next week, we hope you continue to swim upstream, navigating life's complexities by striving to find clarity from chaos.